Today's topic was certainly the most popular topic today. I got a number of texts about what particular leniencies, coolers would be relevant this year now that we know Asir B'Av, the 10th of Av, falls out on a Friday. So normally there's some chumras that we have to extend until Chatzos of the 10th of Av, but being this year is an Erev Shabbos, what leniencies, what coolers do we have in place? So let's just review firstly, what is the reason in the first place that we have a certain chumras extend itself to the 10th of Av? So it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Ches, the Mechaber says, B'tish B'Av le'eis Erev, Yitzisu Eish V'Heichel. Towards the end of the day of the 9th of Av, Tish B'Av, the end of the 9th of Av, that's when the fire started burning the base of Mikdash. V'nisraf ad shkiyas acham b'yom asir. It lasted until the 10th of Av, until the very next day. U'mipnei kach, because of this, there's a minhag kosher, shel lechol basar, shel lishlos yayin b'leil asiri, v'yom asiri. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's an iser, a minhag, that's been widely accepted not to have meat or wine the night of the 10th, going through the 10th itself. So if that's the case, if the base of Mikdash pretty much burned on the 10th of Av, why do we have a tainus on the 9th of Av, to which the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara? Because since das chalta peronitza adifa, the beginning of the peronitza started on the 9th of Av, so the beginning process is where we really want to be koveya the tainus. So from the Shulchan Aruch, we see clearly the reason is because it burned well into the 10th day through the 10th day. So what exactly is usher on the 10th of Av? So the Mechaber says, the only things that are usher is shelo lechol basar, shelo lishtos yayin, not to eat meat, not to drink any wine. So the Truas Or Letzion writes, for the Sfardim, that's all that's usher, only those two things. Everything else that we're going to discuss that have been extended as part of the usher is only for the Ashkenazim. But the Sfardim only have to keep to basar yayin. Why basar yayin? Because everyone agrees that Velus doesn't extend past the Tisha B'Av. The Velus is over, but it's Tisha B'Av. But the reason why we don't have a bus for Yain is not because of a Velus. There's no Inina by an Avel. He can have meat. He can have wine. The Isser bus for Yain on Tisha B'Av is because of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because there's no Karbanos, there's no Yain Nesach, because all the Basar of the Shlomim and the Basar of the Karbanos and the Yain Mizbech were not allowed. And that's why they instituted it. So Bas V'Yayin continues itself into the 10th of Av, where the Beis HaMikdash was continued to be burned. But as opposed to Avelis, cutting hair and music, all that other stuff has to do with Avelis, Avelis is certainly over. So all the Sfarim have to keep is just simply no Isser, no Basar, no Yayin. However, we'll get to that. But for the Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ashkenazim have Huadin, Shlo Lirchos B'Merchatz, not to bathe into the 10th, Ulesaper, not to get haircuts, Ulechabes ad chatzos, and not to launder clothing or wear launder clothing into the 10th day through chatzos. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. He adds these three elements: bathing, haircuts, and laundry. The Mishnah Berurah adds in another sifkatan, one should not listen to music either ad chatzos until noon. And there's yet a fifth thing, the Shaar Tshuva points out, one should not say Shechayanu either. So for Ashkenazim, there are 4 points here. Again, no haircuts, there's no laundering, there's in addition to meat and wine. So meat and wine, should first say, really six. No meat and wine, no bathing, no haircuts, no laundry, no singing, no music, and no Shechayanu. Those are the 6 things that extend itself. So Jeff asks, how long until what point in the 10th of Av are all these things usher? So Mechaber sounds like the entire 10th day, Yom Asiri. I don't know if the Sfardim say it's usher to have meat and wine until the end of the 10th, but the Ramah says, the Yesh Machmir, there are those who are Machmir only ad Chatzos Hayom v'lo Yoser, up until Chatzos. So in a regular year, where there's a Asir Ba'av, the 10th of Av is on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever the day of the week is, so then you only have to keep these Isurim until Chatzos. But this year might be different. Now, before we get to why this year might be different, with regards to meat and with regards to washing clothing in general, there seem to be some heterim. The Be'er Lacha says the Isser of meat is only eating actual meat. The Be'er Lacha says about Tavshil Shabasar Mut. If you have chicken soup, let's say, and there's no chicken in it, but it certainly is fleshig, but it's not actual chicken, not actual meat. So then he says one would be allowed to have the chicken soup into the 10th day. And he also adds, if a person's benching, kosher bracha, benching, if a person normally says a benching on wine, you're allowed to also make a benching on wine as well, but say Tisha B'Av on the Asir. That's those two exceptions for meat and wine. In terms of a seam, so one could also make a seam, but say Tisha B'Av if he really needs his meat Thursday night, or if he needs it Friday morning, you could also make a seam if you want. In fact, although we discourage people to rush to make a seam during the 9 days, Matzah Tisha B'Av we encourage if one wants to, because we want to show that you're able to flip a avelus into a tape type of yantiv in terms of a simcha and sasam, so we would encourage one to make a seam if they wanted to. But this is all in a regular year. The Mishnah Berurah says, when it falls out, Kishachal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Chamishi, like this year, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Sh'az Yom Asiri is Erev Shabbos, he just says unequivocally, Mutter B'Chol Zeh L'Chavad Shabbos. It sounds like everything's permitted right away for Chavad Shabbos. He doesn't talk about at what point, he doesn't talk about what is permitted, it sounds like everything would be permitted, haircuts, laundry, bathing, all that, it sounds like right away it's all allowed. However, when the Poskim talk about and try to figure out the various details, it's not so true. They end up being mechalik and depends on what we're referring to. So in terms of laundry, in terms of clothing, so they said that you don't have to wait until Chatzos other than music. Music must wait until Chatzos, even on this year. Okay, we're all that excited, want to hear music, it's been a few weeks, but still we have to wait until Chatzos. But Lagabe, washing clothing. So the heter is, you're allowed to wash it already Matzei Tisha B'Av if there's really a great need. If you ran out of clothing, children need it, or a person's traveling, for some reason, whenever the changeover of camps, it always happens like momish, like Tisha B'Av. So you left camp and the kids have 3 weeks of dirty clothing, they're going ahead to the next day, there's no time to do laundry. So Matzei Tisha B'Av, you're already allowed to start washing clothing. That would be allowed. In terms of haircuts and bathing, they say, you should not do it Matzei Tisha B'Av. You should wait until Friday morning. Miyah, the moment the sun rises, you'd be allowed to take a haircut and bathing. So that's, again, just to sum up everything. So this year, when Tisha B'Av is going to be tonight, hopefully we still have a couple hours, Mashiach could still come. But Mashiach doesn't come, so Tisha B'Av is tonight and tomorrow. Matzei Tisha B'Av, all that's allowed is if you need it, you could wash clothing, that's it. Friday morning, then you could get a haircut if you need, you could bathe, and then you have to wait until Chatzos to turn on the music. Okay? We'll stop here.